All right, Alexander, let's talk about Mike Pompeo's latest move, which is a big one. The title from Zero Hedge reads, Washington's One China Policy Dead, as Pompeo lifts restrictions on U.S.-Taiwan relations. So this must infuriate China. And from what it looks like, it's going to really be a pain in the butt for a Biden-Harris administration.
Well, indeed,
True.
because absolutely, because I can't realistically see it being reversed. I mean, I appreciate that Biden will probably want to reverse it, but realistically, I don't see how it can be because Taiwan has so many friends in the US. That's one thing, but also, I think that Republicans would solidly oppose any step to reverse it. Many Democrats would feel queasy about reversing it. And logically, it is an obvious decision because de facto, Taiwan is an independent state. It is a close ally of the United States. It is a very important economy for the United States, not because it's big, but because, to give one example, I understand that most, or at least the best chips are made there, and it's supported US sanctions against China on chips, which means that the Chinese are facing, there's a shortage of chips at the moment in China, and the Chinese are having to try and find ways of starting production by themselves. And by the way, just to quickly add, they're apparently looking to the Russians for help there. So, all kinds of things on this front. But I think it's going to be extremely difficult for the US to reverse this decision. Now, it's not quite all the way. I've seen that, this means that the United States has given up entirely on its one China policy, which has been in effect since the time of the Carter administration. This isn't quite true. It would be true if the US opened an embassy in Taipei, but the Chinese will conclude that that's probably now only a matter of time. And I think that you can see increasingly that the Chinese are becoming angry. There's furious reactions in China. We will see what the Chinese do, and we will see how this pans out. But again, it is another step in that divorce that is being taking place between China and the US, which Biden might want to reverse, but I don't think the Chinese would want to reverse themselves either. They will work with Biden in their interests, but they will not forgive this, and they will not forget it.
Yeah, well, they own Biden, but what exactly is the one China policy, and why can't Biden and the Democrats, since we're to assume that at this moment in time they have full control of the government of all branches, why well, all branches, the legislative, the federal government, why can't they reverse this?
Right. Well, first of all, let's explain what the One China policy is. It goes back to the events of the 1940s when there was a civil war in China. Taiwan, the island of Formosa, as it was called, but Taiwan was at that time indisputably an island, a province of China. There was a civil war. The communists won the civil war. The anti-communist government that had ruled China up till then, and which had been based in Beijing, and which was led by Chiang Kai-shek, who was an ally and friend of the United States, he and that government fled to the island of Formosa, to Taiwan, and set themselves up there as, it's important to say this, the real government of China. So there was a period of time when there were two Chinese governments, one in Beijing, which was communist and which controlled the mainland, and one in Taiwan, led initially by Chiang Kai-shek, which was anti-communist and which was based and limited to Taiwan. and which was protected by the United States. Now, it's important to say that until the late 1970s, even after Nixon went to Beijing, the United States recognized the government in Taipei, the anti-communist government in Taiwan, as the true government of China. Now, the Chinese government insists, the Chinese government in Beijing insists that Taiwan is a part of China and that it is the only government of China, and Taiwan is just a province. Then what happened was the Carter administration came along. It switched recognition of the government of China from the government in Taipei, in Taiwan, to the government, the communist government in Beijing. But it continued to recognize both China and Taiwan as being essentially a part of one country. So this became the arrangement. The US recognized the communist government in China as the government of China. It withdrew recognition from Taiwan as the government of China, but it continued to maintain economic and indeed even some military links with Taiwan, which had been established previously. Now, what has happened is that Pompeo is starting to unravel that. He is saying, and I'm sure in this he has Donald Trump's backing, he is saying that this pretense that there is only one China with its capital in Beijing, headed by the communist government there, is a fiction. Taiwan has developed into what is clearly an independent state. It is different, completely different from communist-led mainland China. It is an ally of the United States. Therefore, we might as well take the step of admitting to that fact and recognizing it as an independent country, distinct from that of China and friendly to the United States. Now, I don't think that is reversible. And I predict that the next step that's going to be taken is going to be in Taiwan itself, because there is now a movement in Taiwan which says that Taiwan is not actually part of China. The two have diverged so far that there is no realistic possibility of Taiwan ever joining China voluntarily and becoming part of the great communist state that is there. So Taiwan should declare itself an independent country and become a country like any other country, with its own flag, its own national anthem, its own sovereignty, distinct from that of China. That is something that the Chinese government in Beijing is sworn to resist. They will always insist that Taiwan is part of China. But I cannot see how, if Taiwan takes that step and declares itself independent of China, the United States can fail to recognize it. So we are now, I think, in a situation where before very long, Taiwan will declare itself independent. I don't see how the Biden administration can go back on these moves that Pompeo has taken. I think once the United States recognizes Taiwan as independent, which it is bound to do, I think that will create a major political rupture between China and the United States, and that will consolidate the political divisions, the geopolitical confrontation, if you like, between China and the United States, because China is committed, in the event of Taiwan's independence, to one day regaining control of Taiwan by force. It's a complicated story, but I hope I've explained it clearly. I think that whatever Biden's intentions towards China are, this is a major move, and it is not a reversible one.
All right. Very quickly, China's upset. What could they do to retaliate?
Well,
can they do anything?
Nothing, realistically. I mean, this is the other thing. I mean, one of the things that's going to make the Chinese particularly angry is that realistically, there is nothing they can do. I mean, they can impose sanctions on Pompeo or Trump. I'm sure Pompeo and Trump aren't bothered about that. So there's nothing at the moment that they can realistically do to reverse that. But the Chinese government will say quite clearly that irrespective of what the United States does, Taiwan remains part of China, and it is now committed to regaining control of Taiwan by force. They've actually, in fairness to the Chinese government, always made it clear that the option of using force to recover Taiwan is on the table. And they will say that. And they will say that also because it is something the Chinese government has always promised the Chinese people it will eventually achieve. It will achieve the reunification, as it puts it, of all parts of China. It's managed to regain control of Hong Kong. It's managed to regain control of Macau, which were former British and Portuguese colonies. Taiwan is what is the big thing that's left. There's some argument about some islands which are disputed between China and Japan, but it is Taiwan that is the main issue. And that now sets the lines, if you like, for the confrontation between China and the United States, but it will be one that will have to be fought out by the Chinese on military and geopolitical and diplomatic lines. It can't be fought on economic ones because realistically, the Chinese have no economic leverage over the United States at this time.
All right, Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Guys, please follow us on BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, Minds, Gab, Parler. You will find us there. So please follow us on those awesome platforms. Go to the Durant Shop, pick up some awesome merchandise, PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, and Bitcoin as well. Elon Musk is insisting on being paid only in Bitcoin. So Bitcoin it is, guys. All right.
Okay. And do please come to our shop and look up our other channels, my channel, Alex's channel. You will find links up below this video. And please remember to check your subscription.
All right. There's my USA magic mug, by the way.
And there's and here's mine.
All right. And I've got a Japan hoodie. So just you mentioned Japan briefly.
Indeed. And you know, you can see my beautiful long sleeve t-shirt. It's a cold, freezing cold day here. And you can see that it's got the logo of the Durant itself, but we've also got hats. This one with the flag of the UK.
All right, Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Take care, everybody. Mm.